To take a break. When we come back, we're going to speak with Gary Kimmon, president of the Global Tooling Alliance. He's also with Topcraft Tool. This is a group that is trying to diversify its customer base by making these changes, but there are some hurdles. It's not as easy as just making some changes in your shop. There's a big financial component to it as well. We're going to get into that. We're going to continue our discussion on diversifying Michigan's suppliers. My guest right now, Gary Kimmon. He's with Topcraft Tools, his company. He's also the president of the Global Tooling Alliance. And Gary was on our program in June of last year talking about this very subject and the interest level that there was amongst suppliers out there to really get involved in the alternative energy sector. And Gary, welcome back to Detroit today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg. It's great to be back.
Well, you know, we talked at the time that we'd get an update on where things stand, and I guess the Global Tooling Alliance, you had some interesting ideas on getting suppliers to work together to really, you know, help each other find ways to diversify. I guess I want to know how that effort's been going so far in this year.
Well, so far it's been going pretty good. We have lost a few companies out of our group due to the economic downturn, and, you know, a lot of our companies in the group are working feverishly right now trying to get into, you know, other industries, military, you know, aerospace, and also the alternative energy sector, which is becoming quite popular right now. And we're really trying to press that issue. We have attended some diversification meetings and went to some of the wind seminars and stuff like that. And we've made some contacts. So we've... you know, we've all been trying. We just did the SAE show back in April,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, we had some success there landing some new business. And we're actually doing the military show, the IDGA military show at Cobo Hall on August 11th and 12th. We actually have our Global Tooling Alliance booth going to be down there at booth 444. So we're looking forward to that as far as trying to get into, you know, more of the military stuff.
Okay, well, you know, let's get to the alternative energy segment for just a second, because, you know, we were just discussing on the program this $15 million in grants to small manufacturers to help companies retool and be prepared for especially, you know, wind production. You suggest there's a lot of interest. Is it based in a potential market at this point in time, or is there a real belief that this is going to be Michigan's future?
Well, we think it's going to be Michigan's future. They, you know, there's a great potential here, and we have probably the best manufacturing in the world as far as, you know, a can-do attitude. And like with the Global Tooling Alliance, we can manufacture anything that anybody has to offer to throw at us, from dies to stampings to tooling to automation to automated guided vehicles. There's all kinds of different facets of manufacturing that we offer that we can offer to some of these companies that, you know, we hope we can help them and create some new business for our companies.
Well, Gary, though, you know, it's great that everybody wants to retool, but are there customers out there yet?
There are. It's just tough getting into them, but, you know, we're working with Next Energy, and they are a big help as far as that goes. And that's one of the things that we're looking into right now is the diversification, which is signing up with them, and there's federal, you know, there's state grants for that help companies, you know, move into that sector, working with like Next Energy and stuff like that are actually promoting to get all this work into Michigan.
Now, you know, you mentioned there are customers, there's interest, but I guess the real problem that everybody seems to be having is credit and getting the financing necessary to start businesses, to start projects, to get the retooling loans you might need. What are the financing markets doing to you right now?
Well, it's tough out there trying to get money for anything right now. And, you know, as far as even if you got purchase orders and things of that nature, you know, the banks are not really giving up the money. So it's kind of hopefully you've got enough money in your account and stuff like that and enough credit line available to start making the move. Because even with the grants, you still have to have matching funds right now. And
mm-hmm.
for some of the companies to match the funds for the diversification to get into some of the new sectors, it's a lot of money for them to put out to get into that.
Well, I want an idea of what the climate is like now compared to a few years ago in terms of, you said, even if you have signed purchase orders, that's not enough for the banks right now?
Well,
would that have been enough?
No,
that have been enough a few years ago?
Yes, it would have. Yes, years ago it would have been. Nowadays, you know, everybody's skeptical on everything. Just because you have a purchase order doesn't mean that you're going to get paid. And, you know, that's part of the issue. And a lot of times the terms are changing on a lot of companies where they're actually going 90 to 120 days on terms.
What do you mean by that? Explain that.
Well, normally your terms used to be like net 30. You would do the job, and you would invoice, and you'd get paid in 30 days. Well, over the past 5 years, the terms have changed in business dramatically. They've actually been pushed to 60 days for a lot of companies, and now we're starting to see where it's 90 days or 120 days for terms. So if you do a job right now, which is July, you won't get paid until November.
Well, Gary Kimmon, my guest right now, president of the Global Tooling Alliance. His company is Topcraft Tool. We're talking about some of the challenges towards retooling a business, getting ready for potentially new growth industries here in the state of Michigan. The financial markets obviously are a big part of the problem. When you look at the difficulty that some of your members are having in getting money, or at least some of your potential customers are having in getting money, do you see a potential solution to that?
Well, at this point in time, you know, everybody's in a holding pattern, waiting for things to get better and hoping things get better.
But can they get better if people aren't going to get any money to place some orders?
Well, I think that's going to change. Not sure. I mean, it's kind of like when you're at the bottom, there's only one way to go, and hopefully that's up.
Or sideways for a while.
Well, that too. I guess you could go sideways for a while. That, you know, we're not hoping that happens, but, you know, I mean, we do a lot of work for a solar company, and you know, they have orders, they're busy, but the contractors that are trying to buy the solar panels, they can't get the financing. So what that does is that cripples the whole economy because, like you said, the banks are not loaning out any money, and without the money to loan out, then the projects all go on hold.
So what happens to a company like yours then when you're sort of stuck in this limbo?
Well, you be aggressive and try to get more sales from other different avenues such as the military and energy fields, and you know, the best thing that you can do is diversify your company right now. And if you can do that, you know, you don't want to be stuck in just automotive. You want to be able to have a few different areas of manufacturing that'll keep your business afloat until times get better.
Well, so Gary, you know, again, you mentioned that a couple of your members, those companies have gone out of business. I don't want to get too much into your personal business, but how is it for the rest of the members right now? How touch and go is it?
Well, it's slow, and everybody kind of knew July was going to be a slow month, and it's because everybody is affected by the auto industry a lot. We are all tied to it, whether we want to believe it or not. Detroit is the automotive capital of the world, just about, and you know, we all do at least some automotive work. We're not limited to just saying, okay, we don't do automotive. Everyone in this town does some type of manufacturing in automotive, you know, if you're in this city usually. But, you know, it's one of those things. The car companies, once they start getting things moving again, which it looks like they're moving, that opens up a lot of doors for other things. But we're trying to get into these new energy fields with the battery power coming in, and then you have the alternative with the wind power coming in. GE's putting in a research and development center down in, Taylor. And, you know, those are all good signs that they're going to bring manufacturing and jobs and things of that nature to our city, which is vital right now.
Well, Gary, I guess, you know, are you going to come out? Obviously, surviving this next several months is going to be critical here, but tell me about the industry, the supplier industry in particular, and the tool and die industry. Are they going to come out in a better place when all this is said and done?
Well, we're hoping so. You know, I think whoever's left standing at the end of this will do better. But, you know, how long can you go? And, you know, how rough is the road going to be? There's a lot of companies that, you know, everybody's trying to hang on right now and hope for better times to show up. And, you know, we're seeing a lot more positive things now than we were, even though it is slow right now, and this month is a slow month. But there's things starting to happen. Some of the companies in our group are busy, and some aren't. So it just depends on what sector you're working in. You know, some of the guys that are working on some of the future projects that are 2011, 12 that are out there, they're actually busy.
Well, then the question is, are they getting paid?
Well, yet to be determined.
All right. Well, we
think that's going to happen.
Well, we're going to have to wrap it up right now. We're going to find out a little bit about the finance markets in just a second. But first, I want to thank Gary Kimmon, president of the Global Tooling Alliance, for joining us. And, hey, hopefully it won't be another year before we talk again.
That would be great. All right. And if they could, you know, check our websites out at globaltoolingalliance.com and also topcrafttool.com.
All right.